Zack and the Dragon Encyclopedia. In a quiet town nestled between green hills and clear blue skies, there lived a curious boy named Zack. Zack had an adventure-seeking heart and a boundless imagination, especially for dragons. He owned a cherished book called The Dragon Encyclopedia, which was filled with tales and pictures of all kinds of dragons, from the fierce red dragon to the shadowy dark dragon, and from the radiant sun dragon to the mystical flesh dragon and the mighty bone dragon. Each day after school, Zack would race home and flip open his book to a new page, hungry to learn more about these fantastical creatures. One afternoon, as he read about the powerful magic of dragons, played in his mind, making the experience even more enchanting. Just as he was visualizing the dark dragon flying across a moonlit sky, a strange shimmer in the book caught his eye. The shimmer grew into a glow, and before he knew it, Zack was surrounded by a whirlpool of sparkling lights. Noises filled the air, and with a sudden whoosh, Zack found himself in a realm beyond his wildest dreams. Before him stood five majestic dragons, just like in his book, but they were no longer mere words and illustrations. They were real, breathing creatures. The red dragon greeted Zack with a warm, smoky breath, and the sun dragon's scales shimmered like the morning light. The dark dragon's eyes twinkled with secrets of the night, while the flesh dragon and bone dragon bowed in gentle welcome. Heart racing with joy, Zack spent the day learning from the dragons, soaring through the skies, and discovering that friendship can be found in the most magical of places. When it was time to return home, the dragons gifted Zack with a small scale from each of them as a keepsake. With a farewell, Zack was whisked back to his room. The dragons may have returned to the pages of his book, but Zack knew that the adventure would live in his heart forever. And each night before sleep, he would hold the scales close and smile, for he had the greatest secret of all. Dragons were his friends, and they were merely a page away.